With auto sales at their lowest levels in more than 15 years, car dealers are scrambling to move vehicles off their lots. And more auto dealers are finding opportunities overseas. Amy Costello has more.
Used to be a time not so long ago when American car dealers waited for buyers to stroll onto their lots. Customers tended to poke around, and rarely was a sale completed in just a day. Back then, choosing a car happened slowly, like an old-fashioned courtship. Today, it's more like speed dating.
They come in, they make an appointment, they check out the vehicle, they test drive it, and then they decide to take it or not.
That's Vejdi Ugurlu. He sells secondhand cars just off a main drag in Little Ferry, New Jersey. He says buyers have morphed from coy and clueless to razor-focused consumers for one reason: the internet. Ugurlu says these days a full 65 to 70% of his customers come to him from the web, and they have money to blow.
A guy from Japan got in touch with me. He had a buyer here, and I sold a 98 Mercedes S320 to this guy that has been shipped to Japan. That's the internet power. I've sold an X5, and when I advertised on eBay, a person from Germany requested this car from me, and it's been sold to Germany.
This overseas market is providing a much-needed, if limited, boost to some U.S. car dealers. But internet transactions with overseas clients bring inherent risks. That's why, when it comes time to sell, Ugurlu insists that the buyer or a representative appear in person at his dealership to pay up.
When they come here, they come as a regular customer. They have proper IDs, and they have insurances, and they have the payments made the way it's supposed to be made. And from there and on, they took care of all the shipping themselves.
Ugurlu, like other dealers around here, doesn't get involved with the intricacies of shipping overseas. Instead, clients can drive a short distance to get their car to the New York, New Jersey seaport. The vehicles they're shipping are big. Many foreign buyers are snatching up a portion of the nightmarish inventory of SUVs now sitting idle and unsold in America's dealerships. In Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, Jerry Silverman sells secondhand vehicles to wholesalers. He's been getting some calls from overseas for big cars.
Certain Mercedes-Benzes, their sport utility vehicles, are in demand in Europe.
And he says buyers want the little ones, too.
Japanese cars are very hot, both locally and for export, because they just don't consume as much fuel.
But Silverman hastens to add that filling these requests from abroad is tough. Foreign buyers tend to want very specific makes and models that they know they can resell back home. And even if Silverman happens to have the right make and model, it still has to be the right color for drivers overseas.
The demand is different there than it is here. In certain countries, white means funerals. And they love dark-colored cars. Russians love black cars. Light-colored cars, for some reason, don't usually sell.
And the export market itself is fickle, too. Silverman and Ugurlu say they welcome any opportunity to sell their cars abroad during these lean economic times at home. But they say if oil prices drop or the dollar strengthens, it could all go kaput. Instead, they say they're banking on the locals to eventually start buying cars again, just like the old days. For NPR News, I'm Amy Costello.